Hello, you found the podcast Cults and Kaiju. This is episode 1, entitled Ghost Protocol. I'm your host, Trenton Payne. Well, have I got a story to tell you. It's one of those tales that is still playing out, so keep in mind, certain episodes might take longer to finish simply because we'll be following up on leads, potentially finding new people to interview, you name it, so bear with us. Alright. So being a firm fan of all things horror, science fiction, fantasy, and just, you know, pop culture in general, it's really easy now that if you aren't familiar with a franchise or a licensed product, some urban legend, some myth, whatever, that you can usually just go to the interwebs and find out more, right? It's all out there. The internet has made us all connected, and it's all online. If you haven't heard of it, friend has, or your partner, or whatever, then you can go look it up. Sure enough, now you're well-versed in it. For instance, I enjoy urban legends, cryptids, you know, Bigfoot, Jersey Devil, etc., and just general lore, mythology from all over the world. I have a pretty decent library on such things, including the occult and everything else out there that's weird and unexplained. Unexplained, but certainly known about. But of course, I can't know it all. For example, someone mentioned to me something about the Earl King, and I thought, what's that? How can an Earl be a king? So I look it up on my phone and find out in like 3 seconds that it's spelled Earl King, U-R-L-K-I-N-G, all one word, and that it's derived from European folklore about a sinister elf who lingers in the woods, etc., etc., boom. So now I know about it. I can research more, see how it's translated, or how the legend is slightly different in other countries, find stories, there's probably a t-shirt design out there, you name it. So bottom line, you can't hide from the internet. But what if you could? What if you did? What if you were just a handful of people, say, in a cult, that did some nefarious things back in the day, we're talking the early 70s in Japan, and then just disappeared. Poof. Just like that. No data. No lingering information. No nothing. And for all we know, still out there. Is it that easy to hide? Imagine you're a secret society so hidden that there's absolutely nothing about you anywhere. Is this even possible anymore? I mean, certainly we have made-up stuff that emerges all the time, created for political reasons or just entertainment purposes like the Slender Man or the dreaded Pizzagate. But is there real stuff out there we aren't seeing that's been around for years in plain sight? One way I think it's possible to hide successfully has to do with mere popularity, or lack thereof. As the internet continues to strive for perfection in search results, I fear that real information will be choked out and be replaced by what popular influencers post. All because the algorithm has been trained to second-guess what we want. If that happens, are we going to lose sight of real and valid history, albeit somewhat obscure? I mean, without influencers to boost your message or no fan base whatsoever, who would look at your information if it's buried out there without 1 million views to validate it on TikTok or Instagram? With social media taking the helm at what's real and what doesn't matter, it's like the old riddle, if a tree falls in the woods, does it make a sound? Or put another way, if popular accounts never dredge up a topic, then how is it ever noticed or seen? Well, sometimes things fall through the algorithmic cracks, and we find out about them anyway. Sometimes it just takes 50 years or so to percolate, and then suddenly, a whole mystery is unraveled. Such is the case with this story. Okay, so I have a friend who's also into urban legend and pop culture, and we were talking about cults, and how they can potentially hide in plain sight, and yet seem so commonplace these days as a topic for horror movies, video games, etc. Anyway, I think part of why we are friends is because we like to one-up each other on weird facts or obscure things that the other person may not know. And yes, he trounced me for not knowing who the Earl King was. I'll probably never live that one down. But this friend, we'll call him Jeff, and I can't stress enough here, everyone's true names are going to be replaced with pseudonyms for their safety. Please keep that in mind in case you want to be interviewed, because we take people's safety and personal information very seriously, and we take full steps to hide all personal data from the public. Where was I? Oh yes, so Jeff was saying how he couldn't sleep the other night and was down a rabbit hole, let's face it, a doom scroll on TikTok about cults. TikTok videos, up until recently anyway, could only be so long, so there was invariably a part 1, a part 2, part 3, part 12, blah 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 blah. So yeah, Jeff has to have closure, and so he follows a story until the end of the road. To the last video. He's a sucker like that. But on one particular video, it was about the Nexium guy with the sex cult that had an actress from Smallville in it. Anyway, Jeff is obsessed with reading comments about the videos just as much as he enjoys watching the videos. He says sometimes that they are just really hilarious or call bullshit on a particular story, and I tend to agree. With some stories, they weird me out enough to read the comments and realize, hey, this is all from some movie, or this attack strike you just saw on a Ukrainian church is really a scene from a video game, that sort of thing. But you can also learn about other things as well in those comments, should you decide to trust them. So he was reading comments on this Nexium video, and there's this guy that says something in broken English like, "Have you heard Heavenly Path, they bad people too?" So my friend goes to YouTube and searches Heavenly Path, and of course, gets just page after page of bullshit. Everything from anime to videos about boulder climbing, you name it. So he types in Heavenly Path Church. That's even more bogged down with oddball meditation videos, rock songs about Jesus, it goes on and on. So he tries Heavenly Path Cult, and of course, that's hundreds and hundreds of videos about Heaven's Gate cult members. You know the group that all committed suicide in 1997. It was led by Marshall Applewhite, and I believe Bonnie Nettles before she died early of cancer? I'm sure Jeff would know. Anyway, you probably remember the haunting image of Mr. Applewhite looking directly at the camera with short white hair and an intense look on his face in those church videos. Okay, so Jeff was about to give up, because let's face it, the internet has given us all the attention span of hummingbirds. But before he closes out his windows, he sees that the third listing down from his search for Heavenly Path Cult is in fact what he was looking for. I suppose because it was very unassuming and seemed too easy to find, above 3,000 videos about the Heaven's Gate cult and ABC specials on it, documentaries on HBO, blah blah blah, Jeff just missed it. Almost. The video is entitled Heavenly Path Fox Witch Plans Explained, and man, it's a doozy. And it will lead you to two other videos that, at the time of this podcast creation, are it. There's just three videos so far. The creator is just Heavenly Path Archive, but the description of each video is odd as well. It basically says, in not so great English, that the Heavenly Path is a cult. I'll just read it, because it's short. It says, "Hopefully cult is dead, but can't be certain. The fox witch, not real thing. They twist kitsune tale every child know. This bad care. 1970 was dangerous year. They extort money. They threaten authorities. I am sorry to be part." But then, under that, in Japanese, it says something else. I held up my Google Translator to it, and this is what it says. "Large amount of mind-altering drugs were used in this cult. I don't trust them. I am currently in Washington, USA. I keep looking for my son. I will succeed. I hope he is safe." Okay. But let's get back to the video. It's bonkers. It looks like some sort of informational film from the 70s with English subtitles over a woman narrator speaking in Japanese. And it's weird as fuck. It starts off fairly simple, announcing it was created by the Heavenly Path Institute, which creeps me out already, but then comes these words that say, "Great demise, introduce opportunity for a new solution of nature dominance, begin part 3. The what now, what now? Anyway, the documentary talks about some technology being lost to open a path to God, so instead the hero, some guy named Jimmy Misaki, will go to the mountain using matured angel sentinels, they look like black worms, and he will take the power from the fox witch. The mountains might crumble, but the opening will let God come through to make the earth in his new image, and then at the end, text abruptly stops the whole thing and it says, coerce subjects engorge on elixir, spelled wrong, from sentinel chalice. And then, in smaller words, it says, close all windows, turn down lights. Yeah, go watch it. I'll add a link so you can go directly to it. You should see the other two videos as well. One is really vague and mentions turmoil after World War II after the bomb was dropped on Japan. The other video talks about a scientist during that time attempting to create a weapon using cosmic radiation from the sun, but I don't want to spoil them. You should go soak them up yourself. And anywhere else on the web? As of this podcast release, nothing. Nothing about a group of Japanese church members battling a fox witch, opening a portal so God can get through, nothing. What the actual fuck? Now, some of you cult aficionados are thinking this is Om Shinriko or Aleph, and I apologize, I'm saying those things horribly. Individuals connected to these cults were responsible for the subway attacks in Tokyo. They broke into the Hiroshima factory to steal technical documents on military weapons. There were other sarin attacks. Just really lots of stuff, and violent and clandestine and scary. But all of this started in 1987, way before 1970, which is what it says on the numeral letters next to Heavenly Path Institute on all three of the videos. Plus, I don't ever see Heavenly Path mentioned at all in any of the Om Shinriko documentation. In later episodes, we may explore this further, but from what I've heard, the two are not connected. But I don't have solid proof. Luckily, I do have one guest to start with. We'll call her Kazuko. She says she was the photographer that took pictures of the superhero TV show that the cult created. Next time, on episode 2 of Cults and Kaiju.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale is here. It's a sale so nice, they do it twice a year. Save 50% site-wide on the world's best proteins, like legendary steaks, gourmet burgers, versatile chicken, pork, seafood, and more. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code AUDIO when you shop OmahaSteaks.com today. Now is the time to save big on everything you need to serve up mouth-watering flavor, like USDA-certified tender steaks, perfectly aged to maximize tenderness and hand-cut by master butchers in America's heartland and delivered right to your door. With unrivaled quality and variety, every bite is backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't wait. Shop now at OmahaSteaks.com and save 50% site-wide on steaks and more during the semi-annual sale. Plus, get an extra $35 off with promo code AUDIO at checkout. That's OmahaSteaks.com, promo code AUDIO. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.